Yes, it's all over and it has finished. Coghill Celtic 0, Letterkenny Rovers 0. So a big result in terms of the Four Lanterns Ulster Senior League title race. This means that Coghill are now 3 points ahead of Rovers and they have a game in hand. With games running out, Coghill very much in pole position and on course for a seventh successive Ulster Senior League title. Sorry, I just should say they're just one... They're level on points, but they move on to 35 points each. Level on points, the two teams, after this draw today. But Coghill have that game in hand, and how significant that could be. Coghill, well, they'll feel they should have won this game. They were the better side, created the bulk of the chances. Indeed, as early as the second minute, Jerry Gill with a free met by Peter Doherty. That just went off the outside of the post. There were further chances before the break with Benny McLaughlin and Daniel Martin Doherty involved, but it was scoreless at half-time. Rovers, well, just one chance of real note in the first half. Lee Toland with the ball in was met by Brian McVeigh at the far post. Claims that the ball had gone over the line, but referee Vince McLaughlin having nothing of it, and it was cleared. Into the second half, Jerry Gill, a cracking shot from well outside the box from, and it wasn't far off the target. At the other end, Darren McIlwain, a header just wide from a Lee Toland cross, but it was very much a case of the home side on top for most of the second half. Daniel Martin Doherty had a couple of chances. Mark Moran on as a sub with a great cross for Jimmy Bradley. His header was just wide, and then we had Lawrence Toland finding Benny McLaughlin. His shot smacked off the crossbar. Rory Kelly may have got a touch to it, but it was not to be, and a couple of half chances for Rovers towards the end, play going from end to end, but in the end, Coghill, well, they were the better side. They should have taken the point, full points on offer, but it was just a draw. Rovers, though, they needed to come here and secure victory, so whilst it was a good point on the day, given the way the game went, it'll be Coghill who are the happier of the two sides. So just to recap again, at the top of the table, Coghill, Celtic and Letterkenny Rovers level on points, but Coghill have a game in hand. Coghill have 4 matches left. Rovers have 3. We'll get some post-match reaction shortly. But from the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds, it's finished. Coghill Celtic 0, Letterkenny Rovers 0.